a dear friend of mine that's gone on to be with Jesus. At one time was an alcoholic. He was a drug addict. But thank God that one day he met Jesus and the Lord touched him, saved him, cleansed him, made him whole. And my friend, from that day on, he was on fire for Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In Matthew in chapter 8 and verse 14 and 15, we're dealing with Peter's mother-in-law that was healed by the power of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his mother's wife lying sick with a fever. So what did he do? The Bible said that he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him. The Bible said that Jesus had rebuked this fever, and the fever left. The fever was gone. My friend, what's needed today is for the Lord to show up. We need the presence of God, and we just need his touch. And I know this one thing, that one touch from Jesus, and you'll never be the same. I remember that when Jesus saved my soul, I mean, when God delivered me, I got up and I was a different person. I was a new creature in Christ Jesus. And my friend, I've never been the same. I've never gone back to my old life, my old ways. I've never gone back into the world or back into sin. But ever since he touched me, I have served him. And he has changed me by his power and by his grace. And we see that what Jesus did to Peter's mother-in-law, he also can do for you. Maybe you're listening to this and you can identify with the very fact that your life has been changed by the power of God. The Apostle Paul would never be the same. He was changed. Others throughout the Bible. One touch from Jesus makes all the difference. Hallelujah. Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law, and immediately she was healed. She was changed. She was delivered. She was set free. But then what? Well, I think it's interesting. The Bible says, and she arose and ministered unto them. When did she do that? Right after he touched her. Right after she was healed. See, my friend, when one has been genuinely touched by Jesus, then that life has been changed. And now all they want to do is serve him. They want to live for him, be a servant of God. Paul, James, Jude, Peter were known as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how they wanted to be known. A servant of Christ serves others. One that's been touched by Jesus now ministers unto him. They are devoted to Christ. You know, you can't get people that haven't been touched by Jesus to be committed or to be faithful. I used to think that if you can get involved in the church, then they will want to be a part. But my friend, that is not right and that is not true. If you're not committed to Christ, then you will not be committed to his work or to his church. But one touch, and now Peter's mother-in-law is serving. How about you? Do you need a touch from Jesus? My friend, one touch from Jesus will bring refreshing to that soul. You know, I find that many times that people are not faithful to God. They're not even faithful to come to the house of worship, to worship God corporately with the body of Christ. Why? Well, perhaps they've never truly, genuinely been touched by the Master's hand. And maybe they're just religious. Maybe they're playing a game. Maybe they're being hypocrites. But my friend, if you've been touched by Jesus, you'll never be the same. And your life will now be devoted to Christ. Amen.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.